VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. I want to take you back for a moment. Remember when you were a kid and you'd get into a fight with a friend or sibling, and then your teacher or parent would tell you, "Say you're sorry."
Sorry.
Good. Now go back and play. And that would be the end of it. Sure, that might be a pretty common childhood memory. But what about this one? Do you remember ever being told how to forgive? I don't. That's what today's video is about. Check it out if you haven't already. It turns out that forgiveness is a two-step process, and forgiving the person who wronged you is actually step two. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. Forgiving someone doesn't mean that you instantly or ever trust someone again. Forgiveness and trust are separate issues. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on that. First off, and the word trust can get linked together, so it sounds like and trust, and trust. Remember, we do that within the context of a sentence. I wouldn't just say and trust just to tell you these two words. Second one, or ever. When you get to this part of the sentence, you can raise your intonation here to emphasize the fact that you're giving another choice. Instantly or ever, trust someone. Or ever. Or ever. There are different ways that you can do it, and it can reflect your own style. Last one, separate. It sounds more like separate, even though there are three syllables to this word. When we say it quickly and more naturally, it just sounds like there are two syllables. Separate. Separate. All right, here's the sentence of the day, one more time, a little slower. Forgiving someone doesn't mean that you instantly or ever trust someone again. Forgiveness and trust are separate issues. Let's check out some vocab from the sentence. Number one, forgiveness. This noun means the act of forgiving or the willingness to forgive. For example, he shows up at the end begging for forgiveness, holding a stereo over his head, playing their favorite song. Number two, trust. This noun means the belief that you can trust someone or something. For example, Sean had little trust in the guy, but he gave him a job anyway as one last favor to a friend. Number three, instantly. This adverb just means immediately. For example, Rachel fell asleep instantly when her head hit the pillow. I loved this point from the video, the idea that forgiveness and trust are not the same thing, because I used to think that they were. I used to think that forgiving someone meant swallowing a lot of pain, that I had to give that person a second, third, or even fourth chance, only to get hurt again. It kind of felt like forgiving someone else meant that I had to keep beating myself up, but that on the outside, I had to make it look like everything was all right. I was so relieved to learn that's not what forgiveness is supposed to look or feel like. Okay, well, not at first. When I first started learning about forgiveness, I thought it sounded totally crazy. Forgiveness is a gift to myself? What is this mumbo jumbo? It took some time for me to realize that before I could even start to think about forgiving the other person, I had to forgive myself for not being perfect, for getting hurt in the first place. And you wanna hear something really weird? This is totally one of those things that you can get better at with practice. The more I practice forgiving myself, the easier it gets for me to forgive others. Sort of. Hey, I'm a work in progress. Aren't we all? What are you ready to forgive yourself for? Come on, what have you been beating yourself up over lately? What weight have you been carrying around that you are finally ready to put down? Let me know in the comments. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.